This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy joins us. Hello, Mark.
Hey there, Dave.
Going to discuss manufacturing in Rhode Island this time with Mr. Christian Cowan, Center Director at Polaris MEP. Welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Give us, please, a general quick sense of the center and what it is you do.
Polaris MEP is part of a national center. The MEP program is based across the country. There's one center in every state. And our national charter is to support small to medium manufacturers across the state of Rhode Island with a variety of services, but they're all focused on growing manufacturing capabilities.
And you have an affiliation with the University of Rhode Island.
Correct. We're part of a nonprofit entity called the URI Research Foundation.
We're talking in large part because this is Manufacturing Month. We want to sort of highlight where you guys are, you know, how the successes you've seen and sort of what you see going forward.
It's talked about often that manufacturing has declined from where it was back in the 40s. In the recession of the past years, it has certainly struggled, but there's an uptick, not just in anecdotes and stories and products that people are making, but also in the numbers. The data is saying that the jobs are at the highest level since they've been since 2009. The Department of Labor and Training has come out and saying that hiring's up, and productivity is picking up, not just from an employee standpoint, but from a productivity standpoint.
So that means that more employees, but even more importantly, you know, greater value in the goods. This is part of the issue, right? As manufacturers become more efficient, as they modernize, as they find new products and processes, they don't necessarily hire as many people as they might have a generation ago, right?
That's correct. And people, there are many different words that are thrown around. So advanced manufacturing is certainly a buzzword right now. So advanced manufacturing generally means adding new technologies, new processes to make either better products or make them faster. Often that means some equipment, some machinery to help with those processes. But along with that growth, along with making things better and faster, comes with hiring people. So it's a different classification of employee in the manufacturing case right now.
For the last few years, we've seen a number of manufacturers bring jobs back here. You know, if everything's cheaper somewhere else, why don't you want to build it all there?
It's interesting, and there's a few studies, videos, talks that are coming out now about the next revolution in manufacturing, which is really more localized manufacturing rather than shipping everything off to low-cost countries. And we see that a lot here in the state and in the region of New England, where people are designing and building products faster than you can do it overseas. So the cost difference between manufacturing something locally and manufacturing something overseas starts to become negligible. And when you can get it designed to your specifications, to your needs, and get that much, much faster than doing something overseas, people are starting to make that shift to manufacture and produce locally rather than overseas.
We just talked about products, and as Mark mentioned, goods. What are they locally?
I've been amazed at some of the products that I've seen in the state. Traditionally, textile manufacturers here, but the textile products that are being made right now, for instance, there's a wide web textile product right now being made up in Central Falls that catches aircraft. So much different, obviously, than the textile products of the past.
Where are they catching them? I'm wondering about that.
So they're catching them on aircraft carriers.
Okay.
As they land, this textile has enough stretching capability and enough strength to essentially catch them and slow them down. But obviously very different technologies, very different capabilities from a manufacturing capability and from an employee standpoint. They've got to have a lot more knowledge about the materials. The composite sector is another one that's tremendously innovating in a space where they used to make, and they still do make, world-class boats out of fiberglass composite material, are now making products that are going up into space in the SpaceX aircraft. So composites, textiles, also precision machine companies here that make parts for aircraft. There's a fantastic amount of ingenuity that goes into products here in Rhode Island.
And that's a skill that's been around for a while. The precision machinery.
Correct. That's really something that is not able to be outsourced because of the quality, the machining capabilities, and the quick turn requirements for a lot of these molds. The local manufacturers here are just able to do it better, faster for their clients.
As we turn to, well, new manufacturing, what about traditional manufacturing companies? And related to that, what about people who need a job now? You know, they don't want to hear about training for the new economy for 2 years from now.
So Polaris gives me the capability of seeing many different companies in the state of Rhode Island. And every time I'm with them, I ask them what they need help with most. And far and away, the biggest request they have is finding help hiring people. So there is a great need from an employer standpoint to find people to get put into jobs today. And those are anywhere from entry-level jobs, basic jobs on a manufacturing floor, up to an engineering position and everything in between. And there are many training programs. Sometimes the training programs are as short as 2 weeks, sometimes as long as 9 months, to get into an entry-level position all the way up to something that's in great need, which is a CNC operator type position, which brings in that advanced manufacturing technology standpoint.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Christian Cowan, Center Director at Polaris MEP.
So Christian, when you talk about manufacturers saying we need more employees and you talk about training programs, are there enough training programs to fit the need at this stage?
There's a greater need from an employer standpoint than programs that are executing right now. The Department of Labor Training has launched this Real Jobs for Rhode Island program, and the specific intention of that program is to fill open positions today. My narrow viewpoint in terms of the state is there are many, many manufacturing companies that are looking to hire today. We have a manufacturing boot camp right now that we're executing to fill those jobs. And the intention of that Real Jobs program is to scale up the number and the size of those programs in order to fit the demand.
By scale up, what's your time frame? I mean, and if all things were as you would want them to be, how many people could be hired right away if they went through it?
So there are hundreds of open manufacturing positions today, and they scale anywhere from entry-level positions, and that's what the boot camp is targeted to, all the way up to, from a manufacturing floor standpoint, to that CNC operator. There are multiple real jobs programs that are targeted at manufacturing. We look to add programs to that in the next 6 months. And there are also programs like New England Tech that are providing welding CNC operator programs, as well as CCRI that are scaling up their programs as well. It's a multi-pronged approach to attack the workforce need in manufacturing.
So as we know, education costs money. So where's the funding for these various programs coming from? Is private industry kicking in? Is it all state money? Is it federal money?
It's a combination. So the Department of Labor and Training is working on Real Jobs, which has a variety of different funding mechanisms. The manufacturing companies as well are kicking in some funds to train. They understand that they need to support the training programs for their current employees, as well as education for the school-aged people right now as well. So manufacturing used to be considered dark, dingy environment to work in. It's certainly not now. Very clean, very high tech. So there are programs that are intended to train. There are also programs for an awareness standpoint to be pushed into the elementary and high schools.
At the center, is there a regional approach to developing and maintaining manufacturing rather than strictly in Rhode Island?
So Polaris is focused just on Rhode Island because of our national charter, but we have the advantage and the luxury of working with our partners, Constep in Connecticut, MassMEP in Massachusetts, but also New Hampshire and Vermont. So the MEP system as a whole is taking a regional approach to how to support manufacturing with technologies and people. That's the macro level. On a micro level, there are programs in Massachusetts. We're working with them from a lessons learned standpoint in terms of how to staff, how to employ, how to train people here. Their MACWIX program has certainly done fantastic things in Massachusetts. So we're taking a collaborative approach and certainly a regional standpoint.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Polaris MEP Center Director Christian Cowan, the guest on This Bottom Line. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Thanks, as always, to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.